poem or Beauty Hurts Mr. Vinyl. Take it from me, kiddo. Believe me, my country, 'tis of you, land of the cluet shirt, Boston garter, and spearmint girl with the wriggly eyes. Of you, land of the arrow-eyed and Earl and Wilson collars. Of you I sing, land of Abraham Lincoln and Lydia E. Pinkham, land above all of just add hot water and serve. From every BVD let freedom ring, amen. I do, however, protest, anent the unspontaneous and otherwise scented mad, which greets one everywhere, why, as divine poesy, per that and this radically defunct periodical. I would suggest that certain ideas, gestures, rhymes, like Gillette razor blades, having been used and reused to the mystical moment of dullness, emphatically are not to be resharpened. Case in point, if we are to believe these gently, oh, sweetly melancholy trillers amid the thrillers, these crepuscular violinists among my and your skyscrapers, Helen and Cleopatra were just too lovely. The snails on the thorn enter morn, and gods in his and so forth, you get me? According to such supposedly indigenous throstles, art is, O world, O life, a formula. Example, turn your shirt tails into drawers, and if it isn't an Eastman, it isn't a Kodak. Therefore, my friends, let us now sing each and all fortissimo, America, I love you. And there's 100 million others, like all of you successfully, if delicately gilded or spaded, gentlemen and ladies, pretty little liver pill hearted, new jaw needing, there's a reason, Americans, who tense tendoned and with upward vacant eyes, painfully, perpetually crouched, quivering upon the sternly allotted sand pile, how silently emit a tiny violet-flavored nuisance. Odor, oh no, comes out like a ribbon, lies flat on the brush.